and we are in the middle of Simen Shin Tesvav. Follow, go by the Simonim. It's Simen Shin Tesvav, but we're in the middle, so turn the page to the beginning of the paragraph on the next page. And the page number is Resh Nun Vav. Page number Resh Nun Vav, or Simen Shin Tesvav in the middle. Okay, over here tonight, over here, something very similar, very, very straightforward. V'horeach sh'roya sh'al ha'makabloi hu l'masa olof. A person who is a guest, and you know good and well that you're a burden, don't ever be a burden to your host. Oh, afilu hu ashir ve'ein, let's say, even if the host is a very wealthy person, and it's not a matter of money, but the host just not in the mood. Ve'einoi noisim loi b'sever panim. Sever panim is a very beautiful expression. He does not give it with an expression of joy, happiness. So whether sometimes the person can be a burden because the person that your host cannot afford. You know the joke, what's the famous joke? The joke is the parents, they did not have enough food for the children and for the guests. They're very chosh of a guest. And they didn't have enough food. There wasn't enough food. So they told the children, when it comes time for the main course, and we're going to say, you're going to eat the chicken? You say, no, I don't want to eat chicken today. I don't want to eat chicken. Because they only had one portion of chicken. So they told the child, no, that's what we want you to say. Don't, we'll reward you. So they bring out the main course, and then they say, okay, we have chicken now. No, I don't want chicken. Okay, fine, we won't get chicken. So they brought the chicken, they gave it to the guest. Then it came to dessert. The parent says, if you didn't eat the chicken, you're not getting dessert. Punishment. You don't eat the chicken, you're not getting dessert.
This is a phenomenon that I think, especially among seminary girls, when they...
You see, you're touching upon something that is very... Everything is a springboard, is that this is a very big problem in Eretz Yisrael. You hear about this all the time, is that boys also, is that in Eretz Yisrael there are a lot of very poor families, people that are destitute. The poverty there is on a different level. Rahmana Litzlan. They don't have all these social programs like in America. And they're not getting stipends from the government. And some people are really, really desperately poor. And there are boys that go learn in yeshiva. They come from America to learn in yeshiva. And many of the yeshivas do not adequately provide for the boys on Shabbos. They do not adequately provide. And they invite themselves, or they somehow... They somehow end up eating by the Israelis, and the Israelis really can't afford, and it becomes a big problem, and it becomes a problem for the girls as well.
Americans,
all different stories.
For the father-in-law who really don't have enough to live off of the father,
or even Israelis themselves.
Okay, there are many. So this is something which is this. They write about this in the mag. If you ever read the magazines, Mishpacha magazine, A magazine, they always somehow end up writing about this topic. I don't know why, but this topic is. And look at this. The more things change, the more they say the same. It's mamish right over here in the Sefer Chassidim. V'horeach sh'royesh al makabloi hu l'masa olof. You're a burden. What are you going and what are you making more difficult for them? Oy afilu hu ashir, but ve'enoi noisan loy b'sever panim. He leaves out the word yafais. Normally we have the word b'sever panim. Oy noisan loy b'sever panim im neha boishas. Or he's very kind, but it's because he doesn't want to be embarrassed. Keep up with the Joneses. So he doesn't want to be embarrassed. He has to get a reputation. He's not very gracious. O adam she'en loy b'mal lehis sparnes ukvar nosno loy hakohol. Well, let's say he's getting from the tzibu, the person is getting a tzedakah. Who says that tzedakah is to go to feed you? The tzedakah is to feed the family, not to feed you. Or let's say a person has a place to go, and he chooses not to go b'shvil ma'at revach. So if I have to go and eat with my friends, I have to pay $25. I can go to this family for free, which is ve'ein choshesh shabal habayis motzi alof. Well, it's not nice. if you have a place that you could afford, you can go spend $25, $50. So what are you going and trying to take advantage and get a free meal when someone else is paying for you? All these things that the Rambam should osid, he has harsh words here. Okay, it's not just, oh, you know, it's osid litain hadin. Comes to money, the Sefer Chassidim goes down very hard. Comes to money, be very careful. Chol shekein mi she'eino hoylech b'shvil dochakoi, ela b'schar. The person, the reason why he's going is because he wants to make money. It's not because of dochakoi, not because he needs to go. He has where to go. Ela b'schoyrois. V'hu b'beis Yehudi v'oichal mishel bal habayis ma'akev sham. Okay, I'm not sure what this means. I'm not sure what this means. The kol shekein misha hoylech li'ir acheres derech tiyul ve'ein choyshe shecha ve'roi moitzev. I want to go on vacation. And you know what? I'm going to stop off by the Chabad house. And they'll feed me. They'll take advantage. And they're struggling. Not every Chabad house is a gold mine. They have to raise money also. If you listen to Rabbi Rakefet, and Mayor's there. Rakefet talks in the Chabad, they start you off. Chabad, they have a whole, Rabbi Rakefet, he talks a lot about Chabad, the whole system. They go and when they set up a new place, they help you. They give you seed money. But that's it. You're on your own. After you develop, you have to do the fundraising. And people don't understand. You go to a Chabad house in the middle of nowhere. It's expected to drop off a donation. Everything costs money. Nothing is free. Nothing is free. And you, just because you come over here, I'm visiting this, that. Oh, it's a Chabad. No entitlement. Everything costs money.
You only use the shul to daven.
Right, exactly. Everything, right. Even to use the shul.
No, I didn't eat. I didn't do this. Even if you only use the shul.
And they struggle. Everyone struggles. No one has it easy, and you know there is an expectation to reciprocate. I'm really like, no, they took it in fundraisers. Fundraising going off the topic over here, like went to the dinner yesterday, Chaim Berlin dinner. I mean, do you know how much the postage was? The postage for the invitations, they must have sent out at least 5 invitations. Someone told me he's giving a donation to Chaim Berlin. I called up, giving, what's my donation? Take me off the mailing list. Do you know how much money I'm going to save you by taking you off the mailing list?
I'm trying for 25 years to get off
the mailing list.
My kids mail it.
They can't do it.
You can't do it?
No. And they prompt. I called them at least 20.
I told them once. Once I called them, I said, "They have me down as a rabbi." I said, "I'm not a rabbi." Take. Well, so he changes. So then I got like for 6 months, Mister. Now I have no, I'm a rabbi. Take,
I get that.
So whatever, so you go there, they gave out these gifts, lavish gifts, they gave out this coffee book, you know, everything costs money. This costs big money. Their bus. So obviously they're making, obviously everything is iskeheshman, and they're making, you know, they're fortunate. They're fortunate because they raised an enormous amount of money. But other organizations don't raise.
Like Clumpets Grand Queens, somebody will leave them $1 million every year because they got a calendar every year.
Okay, but you know, other organizations are forced to do, because keep up with the Joneses, to make a dinner. So Chaim Berlin, Baruch Hashem, Bli'ayin Hara, they're very fortunate. They raised an enormous amount of money. And it pays for 10 times over, not 10 times over, a lot of times over, all of these nice, you know, tchotchkes and gifts.
Only 70%, right?
Whatever it is. But other yeshivas, unfortunately, are forced to keep up with the Joneses. And if you're not going to make a dinner with all the glimmer and glatter and the beautiful videos and the light shows and gifts, and but they have no choice to do this. And you go to one of their events of a regular, you know, another yeshiva, you know, they're giving you a service. There's a certain, you know, at least pay for your seat. At least pay what it costs them, what it costs. And it's a significant amount of money. He's saying over here, he's very makbid over here. You go and you take advantage. Oh, yeah, everyone does it. You gotta be very careful. If a person has the money, you know, it's not a nice thing to take advantage of someone else when they're doing something, because that's the way society is set up. has to be done. That's the way fundraising is done. Okay, that's how fundraising is done, and it works. But you have to understand that money is money, and you don't play around with someone else's money. Shin tezayin yeshvam shein gezel v'him achamumi gezel. There are things which is not mamish gezel, but guess what? If you're mocham than gezel, you're going in bo ereach l'adam afilu tzadik v'yashir. Person comes to a guest, same idea, even if he's a tzadik v'yashir aval hu tzar ayin. It's a matter of personality. It is not a matter of righteousness. He's saying this itself is very fascinating. You see what he says over here? This itself is a very powerful limud of Musar. A person can be a tzaddik, but he's a tzar ayin. Just because I'm a tzaddik, you know, you mamash daven tweet, you live from that service showing him, and you do everything right, and you do chesed. It's a nature of a person. It's the way Hashem made a person. And their nature is, they don't like to give. They do give. They give more than the other people give. But it's just not their nature. For you to come take advantage of them is a terrible avera. And a lot of people don't understand. They don't get it. There's like a certain, you have the money. And therefore, I'm entitled. You're entitled to nothing. His money, it's his money. Let him do with it whatever he wants. You have no right to go even like...
That's not what they always preach. Sure, they always preach that, this is God's money.
I told you this is controversial. I told you. We say many times, Sefer Chassidim, I know, Sefer Chassidim over here is here to shake you up. Sefer Chassidim, he says things that are not, very often are not the common run of the mill. Just because a person is wealthy and is blessed, it's his money. It's not your money. And you have no right to impose upon him.
Sefer Chassidim says that it's his
money. Look what he says, yeah.
Let's
read the words inside. Yesh devarim she'enon gezel, yet vehem chamurim gezel. Keep going. Imba oireach.
It sounds like
it's
worse.
It's worse than gezel. Imba oireach la'adam afilu tzadik ve'oshir. He's a tzadik. For real. Not making believe here. A real tzadik. And he's an oshir. Plenty of money. He has money to burn. So what is the mentality, unfortunately, today, in today's day and age? You go to a person, this guy, go look him up online, how much money he has in the bank. And he's a good person. He comes to daven every day, three times a day. He comes early, he learns b'chavrus with people, and he does chesed. So what's so bad? I come here and you do things, you steal a little bit here and there.
You can't steal from him.
What?
Steal from him.
You're
forcing him into a position.
Right, you're forcing him into a position where you're making him do things that he doesn't want to go do. Aval hu tsar ayin. Uboish
l'gar shomi beso. We have that same halacha, the collector comes collecting and he pushes the person into a position that you normally give him $100. He pushes him and gives him $1,000. He's allowed to cancel his check and it's not a problem. If he was pushed into the position.
All depends who you'll ask. But the Sefer Chassidim here, I know people that will tell you, good, squeeze him out for all he got. I know people, big people that say, squeeze him out. I told you, the Sefer Chassidim is presenting a lot of things that we do in this world today, in the 21st century, a very different perspective. And he's saying over here, he's a tzaddik and an usher. Okay? A tzaddik, he doesn't waste words here, but yet his nature is, he's a tsar ayin, uboish the garsu mi beso, I'm a farnasoi, v'oichel mi shalo, and you're forcing him to be mefarnesim, and he eats mi shalo, o bebeis oni she'en tzibuk v'yadoi, or let's say, now this is worse, this is not the case, we're talking, this is the case where a person is, that's poshut, he doesn't have what to give him, and uboish loymar lo, he's embarrassed, loymar she'en loy, Gezel Gomor Bedin Shamayim. What do you mean? He's a millionaire. And he's a tzaddik. The second case is easier to understand because he's a poor person, but he's, please, it's my greatest honor. Please, please, please. You know he can't afford to pay the rent. And over here, you're coming, you have a Shabbos meal, and he's got to go buy for you all this nice food. You know you're doing the wrong thing. He writes here, Gezel Gomor Bedin Shamayim. Serious stuff. Hare, next, another Hare Ribis. Ribis. Adam Noisim Miritzon. What about Ribis? Now here is where he says a nice chiddush. And this gets into the big topic of Ribis. It's an incredible thing what he says now. We had in the Daf Yomi, like a week ago, the Sug Mamashti Sugis of Ribis in Bava Kama. Ribis. Look at Ribis. The whole world is built on Ribis. Ribis, you give Miritzonai. I cannot afford to buy a house. Can't afford. So the bank is so kind to give me $500,000. And how am I going to pay it back? I'll pay back double, triple. Ribis, the banks, boy, they know how to take advantage. Over time, over 25 years, take out a mortgage. How much are you going to pay back? Not a free loan society. I'll pay back the bank at least three, four times. Maybe even more. It's the ultimate Ribis. But am I really doing anything wrong? Absolutely not. I'm giving the bank four times more. Believe Shalem. Because if not for this arrangement, I will have nowhere to live. I'll be living in a basement somewhere. Agmas Nefesh, not be able to, you know, at least buy into something you own eventually. I'm giving four, five times the amount of money that I borrowed with the full gemiras das. So is anything wrong? Is anything wrong? Nothing is wrong, technically speaking. V'harei ribis. Sh'adam nosin merit Sinai, af al pi chein osra Torah. It is a terrible aveira. Hashem says, if I only took you out of Mitzrayim to observe Ribis, it would be enough. So therefore, kol shekein, how much more so? You go to someone who doesn't want to give you, or you force your father-in-law to support you. Okay, you go, the most common application in this case is people that are in learning, they get married, and the parents want to, you know, they'll help you out for a year or less. And then it comes the point in time, parents don't want. They're done. They're done with this. But because, you know, the boy's learning well, everything is good, everything is fine.
Because they want to marry your daughter.
They want, the Olam should say.
He wants his daughter to get married. That's why he's being forced into.
He's being forced. Let's say they're already married. He already married off, and he's continuing to support. He really doesn't want to support, but he's not gonna rock the boat. So today, what will they say today? Today, unfortunately, I've only heard 100 times. They'll say to you the stories, which is these are, you can't discount these stories. The holy stories. Who's doing the biggest chus, right? The only reason why you're still alive and have a job is because you're supporting me. How many times have you heard that?
Too many times.
Now, can you just go and dismiss those stories? It's not nice to dismiss those stories. And by the way, I have this mention over here that we're learning over here. Lezecher Uli Nishmas Rav David Ramafor is here. He is observing Yahrzeit today for his sister. Her name is Sarah Farangis Bashokri. Okay, Lezecher Uli Nishmasa. He's putting out over here some food. At the end of the shiur, you make a bracha, a bari priya eitz, bari priya adama, should be an aliyah for her neshama. Thank you, Rabbi David. So we hear this is a very basic application, and today, a lot of very choshva rabbanim say the complete opposite of what it says in Sefer Chassidim. The complete opposite. And I'm not a player here. But it's providing over here a very frightening perspective. He says here, a time when a person is a wealthy person, he's an ashir, and he's a tzaddik, but he doesn't want, it's his money, it's his decision. Gezel gamur bedin shamayim. I don't think anyone's going to say that today. All right. And he makes a kal v'choymer from Ribis. Kal Roitzani. And he makes a kal v'choymer from Ribis. There's nothing that's more gemira stas than Ribis. Because you cannot accomplish, you want to start a business, you need money. I can't do what I want to go do unless you give me a loan. And with the loan comes Ribis. And it's accepted. The whole world operates with this principle. The whole world will come to a standstill if there wouldn't be Ribis. The greatest proof is not what the doctors say, It's not what the scientists say. It's what people do in the world. And if the whole world operates with ribbis, it's because it works. That's how things get done. People build, people build, the whole world is built on borrowing from the future. And that's how the whole economy is built upon ribbis. So it must be good. It must really work. Yet the Torah says that it's usur. So the same thing, just because it works, just because the person is going to end up, will give you the money, if they don't want, it's gezel gamur. I'm talking to the world, because almost all fundraising today is you have to know how to press the right buttons to squeeze out as much money as you possibly can. But that's not how Rabbi Shadon Shemar. Al tilcham es lechem ra'ayin. Do not eat. The word tilcham here is like a verb. Do not eat the bread of a ra'ayin. It doesn't mean evil. It means I don't want to give. Stingy. Not even stingy. It's in my eyes, it's not the right thing. I didn't go to work there, so I have to go support you. It's not the right thing. A person who appreciates this will live a long time. Person is in violation of forcing a person to give money that he does not want to give, even for good purposes. It's very hard to do teshuva shem yishalem lo bosh lekalof. If you'll come back one day, I want to pay you back for you. All the Torah institutions. Oh, you know, when we raise money for our institution, we know you really didn't want to give. You were embarrassed. We publicly embarrassed you. Like every appeal, isn't that what you do when you make an appeal? You go to shul. Okay, we're making an appeal today for kimcha de pischa. Miss So-and-so, $1,000. How much are you giving? Uh-oh. You hold it up. It's not what you publicly embarrass people to give money when you make an appeal. Make a mishaberach. Yamoid so-and-so. No. How much are you giving? The whole shul is listening over here. Never happened to you? How much are you giving? And you force
the right minion to go to.
And you force gabayim who are very good, very well experienced. You know how to do an appeal. There are some people I know, they're very good, very good. They know how to squeeze you out. They know.
Wake up and go to a 6 o'clock minion Shabbos morning so that they don't have to be so embarrassed by the
mishpacha. This is the way the world works. There's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do. What about ambassadors? Today they have a very powerful everything online. Charity.com. Okay, it's unbelievable. It really works. It's so successful. You have an institution, and everybody say, if you're on social media, and you're a parent in the yeshiva, making a dinner, you're an ambassador. And then you go to the yeshiva and everyone sees who gave in honor of who. It's all public knowledge. Social media accounts, it's extremely powerful. It really works. But a lot of people like me, who I give bupkis, I give peanuts, like your name's got to be there. You know, you have to show the person, I hold of you. Even for $18, you have to show the person, it works. Do I really want to give? No. Not to this institution. But you have a choice? You have no choice. So, obviously, all the Gedolei Yisrael say, go for it. Because you don't do this, we're finished. And the Sefer Hasidim is describing a very pure, idealistic approach to life, which we see. Half the Sefer, we don't follow what he says. Half the Sefer, Puk Hazi Ma'amad Dvar. Okay, let's learn about Shabbos. Now, this week, it's very late. Let's run right away quickly into this sugya. In this week's parasha,